Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A remembrance for Charlie Kirk drew more than 7,000 people in Fort Collins last night. The vigil for the conservative political activist was held at CSU's football stadium. Isabel Brown is an alum who helped bring Kirk to campus 6 years ago and went on to work with him. She praised his efforts to inspire conservative students.
We didn't just lose someone that we admired. We lost the intellectual and moral leader of an entire generation.
Other events included a free speech debate on campus with more progressive groups and a candlelight vigil. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says the office has made progress in reducing the time it takes to process evidence in cases like rape. There used to be a year-and-a-half-long backlog. Here's Director Armando Salate.
We've almost doubled our number of scientists that we have available that are in training now and that we're bringing on board. All that's going to have a cascading effect on bringing that down faster. That backlog. So we're looking about a year from now, we may be back to where we've handled and we are meeting our standard of 90 days.
Saldate attributed the delays in part to fallout from the Missy Woods case. Woods is a former CBI lab expert who's facing charges for allegedly tampering with evidence in hundreds of cases. A lawsuit challenging Colorado's $60 cap on EpiPens is moving forward. A drug company that sells generic two-packs for about $300 sued the state in 2023, arguing the affordability program violates the Fifth Amendment. This month, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals allowed the case to proceed. Dr. Rohit Katyal says more than 500,000 Coloradans face life-threatening allergic reactions, making affordable access essential.
You just don't know when you're going to have an accidental exposure or get stung if you're outdoors, especially here in Colorado where people, you know, hike and do mountain activities.
The move does not end or pause the law, but it does clear a way for the drug maker to take their case to trial. It will be sunny and warm today along the Front Range, highs mostly in the 80s. There is storms expected to roll in Sunday evening. This is CPR News.